He gave a gasp. It was the picture of a woman lying on a sofa, with one arm beneath her head and the other along her body. One knee was raised and the other leg was stretched out. The pose was classic. Stroeva's head swam. It was Blanche. Grief and jealousy and rage seized him, and he cried out hoarsely. He was inarticulate. He clenched his fists and raised them threateningly at an invisible enemy. He screamed at the top of his voice. He was beside himself. He could not bear it. That was too much. He looked round wildly for some instrument. He wanted to hack the picture to pieces. It should not exist another minute. He could see nothing that would serve his purpose. He rummaged about his painting things. Somehow he could not find a thing. He was frantic. At last he came upon what he sought, a large scraper, and he pounced on it with a cry of triumph. He seized it as though it were a dagger and ran to the picture. As Stroeva told me this, he became as excited as when the incident occurred, and he took hold of a dinner knife on the table between us and brandished it. He lifted his arm as though to strike, and then, opening his hand, let it fall with a clatter to the ground. He looked at me with a tremulous smile. He did not speak. "Far away," I said. "I don't know what happened to me. I was just going to make a great hole in the picture. I had my arm all ready for the blow, when suddenly I seemed to see it."
"See what?"
"The picture. It was a work of art. I couldn't touch it. I was afraid."
Stroeva was silent again, and he stared at me with his mouth open and his round blue eyes starting out of his head.
"It was a great, a wonderful picture. I was seized with awe. I had nearly committed a dreadful crime. I moved a little to see it better, and my foot knocked against the scraper. I shuddered.